Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and just give God praise. Wherever you are right now, this is a new day that God has given unto you. Just begin to thank Him. Begin to say hallelujah. Begin to say, God, I magnify you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday with a new word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. We are in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 today. Again, that is the book of Revelation, the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 8. And while you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you right quickly of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On the broadcast page, there's a one-click-to-call button that will call the number for you. Again, that number is 323-870-4180, and my website is rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests and testimonies. I do pray over them, and to support the ministry and spreading of the gospel by donating or sending donations to Cash App, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All of that is on the website, rossi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8, reading from the KJV. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Listen to that again. This is God speaking. Am Alpha and Omega. In case you didn't understand what that means, he further clarified, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, I'm God, which is, meaning I am here in your present situation, which was, I was there in your past situations, and which is to come. I remain present even in the future situations that you have not yet reached. The Almighty, all-powerful. Ooh, isn't that powerful in and of itself? Come on and give God praise for the reading of His Word. Our topic for today is victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. And because victory belongs to Jesus, victory belongs to you. What is our topic? Repeated after me. Victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Is it not an assurance, or is it not assuring to know that victory belongs to Jesus? Because if victory belongs to Jesus, and you are covered under the blood of Jesus, you are a follower of Jesus, you are a believer in Jesus, you have faith resting in him, then it means as well, glory, that the victory which belongs to Jesus flows also to you. That alone ought to get you excited this morning, because I know that there are some things in which you are feeling defeated. There are some situations in which you are questioning whether you have the competency, the credibility, the resources, or the intellect to overcome. But today I remind you that victory belongs to Jesus. And because that victory belongs to Jesus, and you are an heir of God, in a joint heir with that same victory belongs to you. Glory to his name. What is it today that you need God to do? In what situations do you need him to move for you, for your family, for those whom you love? Whatever it is, today I remind you, do not be afraid of it. Do not run from it. Now use appropriate precautions or reverence for the situations, but ultimately remember that victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about that for a minute. In those situations wherein you have done all that you could, please rest in the assurance that the victory doesn't rest in you. The victory rests in Jesus, and his strength supersedes our strength. His abilities surpass our abilities. His ability to find the answer, to find the solution, to find the victory, it is insurmountable. Victory belongs to Jesus. In many cases, as an attorney, I've taken on representation where other attorneys have turned down the clients and have told them that you can't prevail in this situation, or you could prevail, but it's really not worth pursuing. And then I've taken on those cases because I've seen victory in there beyond what others could see. And then because I rest and operate, because I practice and live in the hands of God, and, you know, fighting the injustice is not just my passion, but my purpose and my call, I see the victory, and then I go in and I obtain that victory for the client, because victory belongs to Jesus. Glory. And because I believe in him and I rest in him, I know that the victory belongs to me. And because the victory belongs to me, it also belongs to the clients whom I represent in impossible situations, incomparable situations, insurmountable situations today. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you not to throw in the towel, not to surrender, not to give up, not to grow weary. Victory belongs to Jesus. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is he which was, he which is to come. There is no surprise in God. Glory. Jesus. Nothing approaches you. Nothing comes into your presence, into your jurisdiction. Is this encouraging you right now? Whether you're listening to me live or the recording, it ought to be doing something to your spirit. I can tell you it's doing something to me, even as I'm preparing to file in some cases today. It's just re-encouraging me. Victory belongs to Jesus. Glory. Nothing surprises God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 19, Jesus told the disciples, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Not some power, not a percentage of the power, but all power belongs to him. In Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. In Romans 8:37, Paul reminded us, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory for you belongs to Jesus. Victory in your home, it belongs to Jesus. Victory in that situation that you are fighting on your job or in your business, it belongs to Jesus. Victory in your marriage, trying to reconcile or fix these issues, it belongs to Christ. Victory over your children and whatever they're going through, the bad grades or the situations in college, whatever they're doing, addiction or incarceration, the victory belongs to Jesus. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you need, I didn't say whatever it is that you think you need, but whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you think you need, whatever it is that you desire, the victory belongs to Jesus. Your solutions rest in him. Your answers rest in him. Do you trust him today? Do you believe in Jesus? Victory belongs to the Savior. Begin to call out to him. Tell him what you need. Whether you're listening online or via phone, the lines are muted and I cannot hear you. Your victory is here right now. God's presence is in this place. Whatever you need, just begin to lift your hands and just begin to call out to Christ. If you're driving or in a situation where you cannot lift your hands for safety, just still open your mouth and begin to call out to Christ. If you're in a situation where you can't open your mouth and audibly call out because maybe you at work, just begin to speak to him in your mind. Tell him what you need. Tell him the things you're facing. Tell him about your battles and your wars. Tell him about your doubts and your insecurities. Just begin to be free with God. Let it flow and let it flow. Victory belongs to Jesus. As we prepare to go into prayer, understand that your victory is an idea. Whatever you need, God got it. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you praise. Today, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you praise. Our souls say hallelujah. Our souls say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come forth from our souls. Hallelujah. Come forth, God, from our minds. From the depths of our fight, we cry hallelujah. Glory. We need to say. Now, Lord, we lift up our issues to you. We lift up our sins to you. We lift up our fights and obstacles. Father, renew us and revive us. Strengthen us right now. Renew us and revive us. Strengthen us right now. Renew and revive. Strengthen us right now. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our passion. Strengthen our fight. Strengthen our purpose. Strengthen our perseverance. Let us go in not in our strength, but remembering that you are the Almighty. You are the Almighty. There's nothing impossible for you. You are the Almighty. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the Almighty. And you have made us more than conquerors. The victory that is in you flows to us. The victory in you flows to us. To our children and our children's children. To our children and our children's children. To our children's children's children. And to every generation, the victory belongs to you. And because the victory belongs to you, it belongs to us. Oh, God, we praise you, and we say glory. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone listening. Bless them and save, sanctify, deliver. Set free, Father. Open doors, perform miracles. Answer prayers, heal bodies, and do what only you can do. Reunify, reconcile, restore, renew, and revive. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on and tell them hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you feel his presence? Wherever you are, don't you feel it? Let's get ready to do the altar call. Then I will end with your task for today. Keep on praising him. Victory is in your midst right now. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who thought the victory rested in you, and because of that, you've not been ultimately successful because you've been fighting the battles in your own strength as opposed to the strength of the Lord, please repeat after me. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We repent and ask forgiveness of our sin. We ask you to come into our lives now and be our Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that victory belongs to you. And because victory belongs to you, victory also belongs to me in every situation. I will no longer wave the white flag of surrendering. I will no longer throw in the towel. I will no longer give up on the fight. But I receive my victory in Jesus' name today. Amen. Come on and give God praise. Now, before I give you your task, remember to follow the podcast so you will get this fresh teaching every day. If you can't tune in live, you will get the recording. The link will be text to you, followed by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222 right now. Remember to visit rossi.org to send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, to see my upcoming itinerary, all the information you need. You can follow me on social media at Rossi Williams on Twitter and Facebook. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams and Rossi Williams Law Group on Instagram. Now, our topic for today, its victory belongs to Jesus. Your task for today is twofold. Number one, walk in the victory you've just received. No matter what Satan throws at you, say victory belongs to Jesus. And because it belongs to him, it belongs to me in this situation. And number two, win souls to the kingdom by sharing today's teaching. No matter how you receive it, via text, on Facebook, SoundCloud, social media, share it with at least one person whom you know is discouraged and needs to be reminded that the victory is theirs today because victory belongs to Jesus. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Visit the website. Support the ministry through your donations because that helps to expand God's kingdom. Visit rossi.org or Cash App Rossi Williams. Victory is yours today. Your change has come. Victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. And it belongs to you.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.